According to the director of Center for Investigative Journalism in Philippines, CIJP, Shira Coronel, investigative journalism remains an important element in the promotion of transparency and accountability in both the public and private sectors. This would be achieved by exposing wrongdoings by people in authority, such as presidents, cabinet ministers, and other top government officials involved in any other malpractices, including abuse of power and corruption. Coronel, who is an award-winning investigative journalist for exposing the corrupt acts and extravagant lifestyles of the former deposed President Estrada of Philippines, said through investigative pieces by reporters, political leaders would always be responsible enough and refrain from being involved in any other malpractices while in power.
Well, I think investigative journalists act as a watchdog of power. They use public records, they demand public records, they demand answers from officials, and that constant demanding of information helps promote transparency in government, and journalists expose wrongdoing or abuse of power and hold individuals and institutions accountable for what they do. So over time, the work that journalists do in exposing wrongdoing in public office helps build better governance, helps build a culture of transparency and accountability.
In his comments, another well-known international investigative reporter, Gavin McFadden, observed that investigative journalism is a very vital component in enhancing good governance in any democratic country. McFadden, who's also director of Center for Investigative Journalism at the City Invest in London, said through investigative stories, the public will be provided with enough information on various issues of national interest, such as the impact of corruption to the socio-economic development of different countries around the world. He described corruption as one of the evil acts that needs to be exposed to the public by investigative reporters.
It helps the people to find out what their politicians and their political leaders really do, how they conduct themselves, what policies they pursue against, and what they say publicly and what they do privately are often very different things. And when companies come in, promise things, do they deliver them? Or do they create a human rights nightmare? Those are things that people have to know. For any developing country, telling the truth is the first and most important obligation of somebody writing about the real world, so the people who read it have some sense of what really is happening. And that, to the extent to which it informs an electorate, they become a real electorate.
Managing Director of Paula Frey and Associates, Training Communicators for Change, Paula Frey stressed the need for media managers to encourage their reporters to develop an interest in investigative journalism. This, according to Frey, would be achieved by providing training opportunities to reporters and get the needed skills in investigative reporting in various African countries for the sustainability of democracy.
You know, newsrooms across the continent grapple with limited resources, resources in terms of time, resources in terms of money. But I think that if we invest what resources we do have in investigative journalism, the impact on our readers and on our viewers and on our listeners is significant. We make a difference in their lives. And really good journalism is exactly that. It's the ability to make a difference in the lives of people. And so I would really encourage editors out there on the continent to look at how much they do have and how much they are willing to invest into something that really will just improve and encourage a really good relationship between them and the people they serve.
The investigative journalism workshop was held against the background of growing concern by the international community over increased cases of corruption and abuse of power by some other leaders around the world, hence posing a danger to their economies and the provision of basic needed services to the local people. From Johannesburg, South Africa, this is Timothy Kadeda reporting.